Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. I'm here with my good friend Evan Curry, and we're here at Midwest PHP. I got it right that time. This is the third take. I finally got it right. Midwest PHP in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it is cold outside, so we're nice and warm here inside. This has been a great conference so far, Evan.
Yeah, it has.
And you kicked it off with just an awesome keynote, set the tone for the entire conference. It was a very fun talk that you gave about your experience. And anybody who has a chance to see Evan give that talk, make sure you do. But let's talk a little bit today. You do an awful lot of work with Zen Framework. And usually when I talk Zen Framework, I've got Matthew Wiero Finney, Supreme Allied Commander of Zen Framework. Salute. But today I'm happy to have one of his high-ranking generals with us today. So you're deep into the community. You do an awful lot with it and an awful lot for that community. Talk to us a little bit about your thoughts about Zen Framework, about Zen Framework 2, about where you see things going.
Well, I'm still excited about Zen Framework 2. It's interesting. Lately, the community has kind of wondered, you know, hey, what's going on? It almost looks like there's been some momentum lost or something. But it's actually really exciting what's going on. The Zen Framework team, the core Zen team, Matthew and Enrico and Ralph and stuff, have been focusing a lot on app agility and stuff lately. So the release cycle got delayed for ZF2. And that's actually really a positive thing because we're bringing in app agility into the Zen Framework ecosystem as part of that. And now, as that kind of gets stable, we're focusing our efforts back on ZF2 and getting back into the swing of things. And it's a really exciting time for Zen Framework 2 because we're also starting to... there's a lot of pending pull requests and branches where Zen Framework 3 features are starting to be developed.
Ooh.
Which is quite interesting. There's a lot of refactoring and stuff going on, a lot of cool improvements, refinements, where we wish we could break backwards compatibility, but have not been able to. And finally, we can just squeeze those in because we've got a major version number coming up.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, now let me ask you, because Zen Framework 1, I used Zen Framework 1 a lot, and I know Zen Framework 2 broke a lot of BC, and it was, you know, it's almost a separate framework in 2. When you're looking at 3, are you looking at heavy breaks with BC like that?
No, definitely not. So that's one thing is, with Zen Framework 1, there was a lot of core architecture that, you know, it was kind of a new time for MVC frameworks when ZF1 was coming out, and there wasn't, you know, a lot of established practices and patterns yet to solve these problems. And as time went on, as Zen Framework 1 matured, other frameworks came out, we started to realize the issues with the architecture and the limitations of the architecture as it stood, and we really had to do kind of an overhaul of the MVC architecture in order to make it as flexible as it really, really needed to be to have, you know, the potential that we knew it could have. Mm-hmm. So with ZF2, it was a big overhaul, and like you said, it's a whole different framework, really. The process of going from ZF1 to ZF2 is quite a big one. ZF3, we don't really have those architecture limitations anymore, mm-hmm. So we don't need to break backwards compatibility in order to do refinements. We can just do small refinements. ZF3 is a lot more just about raising the minimum PHP version. We're going to start utilizing traits internally to limit duplicate code. Just things like that. There are a couple other backwards compatibility breaks that we want to do just to clean some stuff up. We've got some deprecated classes, stuff like that, that, you know, we can remove now that we have an excuse because it's a major version number. So it's just a lot of that stuff. There'll probably be a pretty clear migration guide going from 2 to 3, and it should be a pretty clean, straightforward process. We actually have a wiki page on the GitHub project.
Get out. Cool.
That has been tracking all of the backwards compatibility breaks that we've got pending for ZF3. So you can actually just kind of go in real time as you know, things are added for ZF3, see exactly what's going to be. And that'll probably turn into the migration guide eventually.
Ah, very cool. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. And we're going to end with the same two questions I ask everybody that is on Elephant. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
It's AZPHP, Arizona PHP. It's azphp.org.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you for taking the time, and thank you for all that you're doing for the PHP community. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.